Now, a logo, Disney. Another logo, Pixar Animation Studios. Now, over calm waters, stars twinkle in the night sky. A rowboat glides into view bearing the name La Luna. As a burly man with a thick brown mustache works the oars, a little boy peeks over the side of the small wooden craft. An old man with a long white beard sits near the stern, a hanging lantern behind him. A bird's eye view shows the boat moving steadily across the ocean's dark surface. With no land in sight, the burly man sets his oars inside the boat, and the old man drops an anchor. The old man hands the boy a gift. He unwraps it to find a brown newsboy hat just like his dad and grandpa's. He tries it on. The old man turns the boy his way and lifts the hat's brim. His father lowers the brim to be like his. The grandpa tips it up again, but the father pushes it back down and sets the boy on the seat next to his grandpa. The grandpa turns off the lantern and folds his arms. As the old man and his burly son both sit with their arms crossed, the boy takes notice and folds his arms as well. The burly man wipes his nose. The boy does the same. He watches his grandpa twist his finger in his ear. He mimics him. As a huge, bright moon rises over the watery horizon, the wide-eyed boy's jaw drops. The rippling waters around the rowboat reflect the massive orb's glow. The father hands the boy an anchor, then opens a compartment. The boy goes to drop the anchor. His grandpa gestures for him to wait. The burly man lifts a long ladder from the compartment. The boy watches the seemingly endless rungs pass by. His father turns to him. He gestures to head up. His grandpa also gestures for the boy to go on. The boy slings the anchor over his shoulder, ties its rope around his chest, then heads up the ladder. About 8 feet up, he stops and looks back at the men. The boy continues on, the length of the anchor's rope trailing behind him. Almost to the top, he glances over his shoulder. The giant moon hovers above, still far out of reach. As the boy clings to the top of the ladder, his legs float up behind him. He lets go to grab his hat, then paws at the air as the moon's gravitational pull sends him crashing into its star-covered surface. As the boy sits upside down, our view rotates around him so that he's right side up. He finds himself surrounded by chunky five-pointed stars, which blanket the moon's surface. He looks around at several craters, each filled with the glowing stars. He looks down at the distant rowboat. His father ties the end of the rope to the boat. The boy takes the anchor and hooks it to the nearest crater. With the rowboat anchored to the moon, the burly man starts up the ladder. The boy sees a shooting star, which crash lands on the moon's surface. He hurries over to the new star. As he taps it, a brilliant flash ripples across its glowing outer shell. He reaches to pick it up. He leaves the fallen star and joins the men, who trudge across the moon. His father opens a shed and wheels out a bucket of various tools. As the grandpa uses a besom broom to sweep up the stars, the father grabs a push broom. The boy reaches for a tool. The boy hops down from the bucket, and his father gives him a demonstration. He twirls his push broom and offers it to the boy. The grandpa gives a demonstration of his own, then offers his besom broom. As his elders squabble, the boy notices the besom broom's similarity to his grandpa's beard and how the push broom looks like his father's mustache. The boy's eyes widen. The star-littered ground grumbles. As a giant star comes crashing down from the night sky, the trio dives in a star-filled crater. The boy peeks out first, followed by his father and grandpa. The giant star stands before them, one of its points stuck in the ground. Now the boy watches his grandpa try to pry the star out of the ground with his broomstick as his father tries to push it over. The boy walks up to the giant star. He knocks on its surface, and a brilliant wave rises from the point of contact. The boy hurries off and grabs his own tool from the bucket. Returning to the star, he stops and turns his hat backwards. The men notice the boy climbing to the top of the giant star. The boy reaches the uppermost point and feels the star's smooth surface. He inches up a little more and takes out his hammer and taps the tip. From the top to bottom, the giant star bursts into hundreds of smaller stars, and the men's eyes grow wide. In slow motion, the stars gently fall, the smiling boy among them. The burly man takes off his cap. The stars collapse in a pile. The boy emerges from the heap. Later, the boy uses a metal rake to clean up the stars as the men use their brooms. The trio pushes the stars from right to left, revealing more and more of the moon's bare surface. Back on the rowboat, the burly man yanks down the anchor. It drops in the water, and he reels it in. As the grandpa pats the boy on the back, the father pats him on the head. The men trade a quarrelsome look, then relax. We glimpse the trio's rowboat from a distance. In the starry sky above them, we find a crescent moon. The glowing stars push to the left. A title appears, La Luna. Now, while the boy uses a telescope atop the star-covered moon, credits appear. Written and directed by Enrico Casarosa. Produced by Kevin Rayer. Executive producer, John Lasseter. Music by Michael Giacchino. Production design, Bill Cohn, Robert Kondo. Supervising animation, Rodrigo Blas. Character design, Enrico Casarosa, Daniel Lopez Munoz. Supervising technical director, Daniel McCoy. Editor, Steve Bloom. The boy pushes the stars into a crescent shape, then stands on top of the moon and waves goodbye. The last image fades to black, the crescent disappearing last.